This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Have you seen the interview when they asked him about playing third base? He goes, "Nope, I play third base. Players to players, I think the Giants got the better end of the deal with what you're just talking about, statistical stats."
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'm not quite sure what to do in the post-Jonathan Papelbon era. Here on 95.7 The Game. I'm just going to be honest with the audience. I'm not sure what to do with that. I will tell you, I would like to share all of the jokes that just happened off of air during the break. There were many. The lovely Christy texted me and wrote statistical stats with a laughing emoji. I had missed that comment. Did he say that he was looking at the statistical stats?
Players to players, I think the Giants got the better end of the deal with what you're just talking about, statistical stats.
Right. Amazing. It's amazing. That's amazing. He was very nice to come on. That was very nice of Jonathan Papelbon.
And generous with his time.
He was very generous with his time.
It took him a while to get some words out. But
well, my comment was, works out well that Jonathan Papelbon is the only guy I've ever met who can have bad cell service, but you still don't miss a word. There was a lot. There was a lot to get to there, and we got there, and he thinks that Rafi's a bad teammate, yet somehow it's going to work out great for the Giants. Apparently you don't need to be a good teammate here, because of the statistical stats.
Well, he said he thinks Rafi's going to learn from his mistakes in Boston. And he's going to be a different guy with the Giants.
I don't think Rafi thinks he made any mistakes in Boston. This is yet another, if you want another, I know we've been doing this all day, the overlap and the comparisons between the Jimmy Butler trade and the Rafi Devers trade is like, how do they feel about the argument that they were in with their specific team? Obviously, Butler's was much more pronounced, much more high profile. But, you know, Miami thought Jimmy was just wrong, wrong, wrong. Well, Jimmy doesn't. Jimmy's here. Jimmy did great. And Jimmy today will still tell you, no, Pat Riley was wrong. I don't think Rafi Devers feels like he was a bad teammate. I think he feels like the Red Sox lied their faces off to him.
They reportedly promised him that he was going to continue to be the third baseman. Then they signed a third baseman and a high-profile one in Alex Bregman, made him the third baseman. And it, Red Sox, okay, Bregman's a better defensive third baseman than Devers. That's like the right baseball decision. But the mistake was promising third base to Devers and then signing a third baseman and said, hey, Rafi wants you to be the DH now. He kind of grumbles and takes a while to eventually concede and becomes the DH. Then when their starting first baseman gets hurt for like the whole season, they ask him to be the first baseman. He says, no, you've already moved me off of third, told me to do this. I don't want to do that and keep moving around.
Right.
And you can, I guess, understand his frustration, but you can also understand why the Red Sox would say, well, you're not willing to do what's best for the team.
I get it. I get it. But I don't expect any of that stuff to come west.
I tend to agree.
I don't. And I like, you know, anybody who's got, like, we got a text who's like, you guys have it wrong. Chapman's moving to second base.
No.
If the Giants move Matt Chapman away from third base, the Giants should be exercised from Major League Baseball.
You don't move the best defensive third baseman in baseball off of third base.
Period.
Yeah.
So third base is open here for about 2.5 more weeks. And then after that, it's closed. And so Rafi's going to play somewhere else. If that's DH, it's first base, second base, catcher, I don't care what the hell. We'll figure it out. But I guarantee you the Giants didn't make this move without knowing that Rafael was going to be willing to do what this team needs him to do. Because there have been no lies told, which was not true with the Red Sox.
Yes.
For a lot of people, that's a deal breaker.
I agree.
All right, we're going to get to the phones here in just a sec. 888-957-9570 is the number. But first, it is, alas, that time. Do you want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance? July 19th, Oracle Park. We are giving you that chance. Right now and all week long, by the way, each day on Willard and Dibs. Plus, one of the winners from the week is going to be randomly selected. You'll be upgraded to 2 suite tickets. So the winner tonight might just end up in the stands. You might end up in a suite. Either way, all good, courtesy of Live Nation. All you got to do is be caller 5 on the contest line right now. 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652. Fifth caller to the contest line right now. Pair of tickets to My Chemical Romance with a chance to be upgraded to suite tickets are yours. Good luck. Remember, we're giving away a pair every day this week. For more info and to buy tickets to My Chemical Romance in the suites, log on to sfgiants.com/concerts.
Best of luck.
All right.
That's a pretty cool prize.
Yeah, good luck to
everybody.
Suite
tickets at Oracle?
Yep. That's it. I mean, it's almost
like
who cares what the show is? Just go to the suites. But My Chemical Romance, good luck to each and every one of you. All right, out to the phones. Let's go to Connor in San Leandro. Hi, Connor. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. You know, that interview was a doozy. I mean, you know when you hear about two people breaking up and who you're hearing about it from is clearly a proxy for one of them. And the more that you listen, the more that you start to sympathize with the other side. Papa's up there going, look, I'm not saying he's a bad person. It's not like I'm saying that he killed a guy. Like, I'm not saying the guy committed war crimes. It's like, man, like, some of these talking points that you get. You know, if the guy who signs your paycheck, if you're in a fight with him, that never works out, let me tell you. Actually, I think it can work out, yep. And I think that there's a difference between being professional and being a bootlicker. And if a general manager or an owner messes up, that's going to have effects. You know, I think that if there's one thing that we can learn, because obviously everyone understands that that's a joke of an interview and we actually did win this trade. I'm watching the way that all Boston fans are reacting right now. And I know that we've had these comparisons to Jimmy Butler, but we have a current dispute in Bay Area sports. And I hope that if we trade Brandon Ayuk by the deadline, that we are far classier than Boston is being right now. Like, please, Bay Area, do not sound like Boston sounds right now, because it's so clear who was right in this just from hearing that interview. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, Connor. One thing I think is interesting whenever we get to this, I think that baseball fans, basketball fans, football fans, whatever, when there's a disgruntled employee, for some reason, we have the snap react to, like, side with the team. Because that's the team for which we root in many cases, and therefore we want the employee to acquiesce and do whatever the employer tells the employee to do, which is kind of funny because you would think it would be the other way around, because most of us watching or listening, we are also employees. We are not the employer. And so that's not to say that you shouldn't do whatever your team needs or your workplace needs. Like, if that works, yes, but I guess what I'm getting at is the employer is not automatically right. They're not automatically right. I look at the Butler situation and I wonder about Miami's behavior. And by the way, he got into a fight with who writes his checks and worked out damn well for him because he got a bunch of new checks out of it. And I think the same, you know, can be said for Devers because his checks are already locked in. They're already guaranteed no matter if the Giants are signing him, the Red Sox, or whatever. So I don't know every single thing about this situation. We will learn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
More? But I don't believe that the Red Sox are automatically right just because we want Rafi to be a team guy.
Yeah, also there's like the very small percentage of people that say like work for the Red Sox or in Jonathan Papelbon's case are paid to talk about the Red Sox on like the Red Sox equivalent of NBC Sports Bay Area. And generally, you have guys who are maybe going to side with the organization because they want to protect their jobs, and that is sometimes the way things work. If you were to pull Red Sox fans in general, and just, I know Twitter is just a very, very, very vocal minority of like the overall fan, but if you were to go and find a random Red Sox fan on the street and you ask them, did you like the trade? You didn't want Rafael Devers there anymore? Oh my God, like 95% of them will say, what the hell are the Red Sox doing? They just traded away our best player. We are in a playoff. We're fighting for a playoff spot. We're the hottest we've been all season long. He's playing great after a slow start. Why are we getting... We signed him a year and a half ago.
Here's the thing. Why are we
getting rid of him? There is people in the organization that feel the way that Jonathan Papelbon does. Then there's the entire fan base who is diametrically opposed to it.
I look fed up with everyone in that ownership group. No doubt. And oh, by the way, I'm not being a fan of someone not being a team player. I'm not saying that it's okay to not be good to the people around you. But largely, those fans sitting out there with a dog and a beer could really give a rip whether or not he goes to team functions. I don't care if Devers goes bowling with the guys on the off day, right? The best player in the history of this organization set himself apart like no one has in the history of the game. Barca loungers and bad attitudes. That should be the name of his autobiography, quite frankly. But the bottom line is the greatest player ever. And if you hit balls into the bay, I really don't care if you're good friends with everyone in the clubhouse. I do know this. I know that Willy Adames seems like the greatest guy who's ever lived on the face of the earth, and they're good friends. Like, a bunch of Giants have already come out and backed Rafael Devers as a really good clubhouse guy.
I think you have Adames there that you could play on the game broadcast last night. He was interviewed in the middle of the game.
Indeed we do. Here's Adames.
Everybody's so excited, man. I mean, me personally, I'm like thrilled, man, to have him on the team. Obviously, he's one of the best hitters in the game, and to have him in the team, I think it's going to help us, you know, to do a lot of damage in this division. And obviously, we need a bat like him in this lineup. So now when we get Choppy back in the lineup, it's going to be exciting.
I mean, that's from supposedly the greatest clubhouse guy who's ever walked baseball's earth.
And he's talking a lot about, you know, Devers' on-field ability and his bat, but I mean, he's not going to openly, outwardly on national television say he's a terrible clubhouse guy. But yeah, that doesn't seem like a guy that has that many worries.
No. And I think Dominic Smith said some good things about him, too.
He was in Boston last year.
Yeah. And he said that he's great. And that's coming from the guy who, by the way, checks notes, is probably going to lose his gig. That's probably who's going to lose the gig. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Dominic Smith has been an interesting guy for this team for the last week and a half. But, once Matt Chapman comes back, what are you doing with Dominic Smith when Rafael Devers might be playing first and bats left-handed? What are you doing with Dominic Smith? So, anyway, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, the GM of the Giants, Zach Manassian, joined us earlier in the show. We'll have that for you in about 5 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll continue to take your phone calls, and we're largely talking out what took place yesterday. Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. And if you're a dad and a Giants fan, it was a pretty it was a pretty good day. Pretty good 1-2 punch, because this just it changes Giants baseball on so many levels. I trust ownership now. We're even more excited about the Buster Posey era and what it will mean. You've got a middle of the order. You've got at least five or six players who you feel like you can count on that are in the lineup every single day. All of these things are wonderful things. But for me, what stands out above all is the loss of the inferiority complex that I've seen so many Giants fans have the last 5 or 6 years when watching them go up against the Dodgers and the Padres, because it just felt like we did not have a lineup that could hold up, and now the Giants do.
You played what Adames said in-game. They also, ESPN did, Carl Ravitch and company, interviewed Kershaw during the game in the dugout.
Yep.
You want to play that piece of sound for me?
Sure. This is from Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN.
Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good, you know, good for Buster, man. He's going for it. You know, I consider Rafi one probably, you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst, you know.
Right.
So he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so
exactly.
he's a good one.
That's interesting coming from the Dodger dugout in the middle of this game.
It's weird because part of it is like a little like cutesy, and the Dodgers like, oh, look at the Giants, they're finally, you know, doing something. Like, oh, we gotta look at little brother, like you finally climbed. There's a little bit of that, but it's also like, when was the last time the Dodgers worried at all about what the Giants were doing? I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah.
They won the division in 2021. That felt a little more fluky than anything else.
And then the Dodgers immediately eliminated them a week later.
And then in 2022, the Giants were nowhere close to competing with them again.
Right.
So there's a little like air of superiority there, I think, from Kershaw and the way that he's talking about it. But it's also like, I mean, what the Giants did just rippled through the entire Dodgers dugout.
No doubt. And I actually do think players think this way. Like, I don't know if you caught this, but during the game last night, Mookie Betts got to second base at one point. And the camera cuts over there, and there's Willy Adames standing next to Mookie. They get their arms around each other. They're laughing it up, and they're just sharing a moment with one another. And I know there are plenty of fans, especially those who've been around for a long time, who don't like that stuff. But that is the bottom line. This is a very small fraternity. It was only a couple of years ago that baseball celebrated its 20,000th player of all time. That's even for people like Farhan brought you up for a day and then sent you back out. 20,000 people in the history of our world have put these uniforms on and played at the major league level.
The Marlins get more fans for a Tuesday game than have ever been big leaguers.
Exactly right. So isn't that amazing to think about from this perspective? I think in the Dodger dugout, somewhere along the line, their first thought may be, oh, division just like game on. But also in their mind is, that's good. That's good. We need as many teams as possible who are willing to open up their bank account and freak out for baseball players. They love that. So I guarantee you that is part of the way a Dodger, a Padre, or anyone else is thinking.
Also, just the visual of Mookie Betts and Willy Adames. I know Adames hasn't been good so far this year, but it's like, that's Willy Adames. Like, yeah. That's also a dude, right? Like, last year it would have been Tyler yeah. Fitzgerald or Casey Schmidt at shortstop going over and saying hi to Mookie Betts. And is Mookie Betts going to have Casey Schmidt's arms around him at second base?
I mean,
like, nothing against you, Casey, but
probably not.
Probably not.
Although two grand slams, interesting series.
Yeah, one off of a position player.
Yes, it was. I
we'll forget about that 10 years from now. But
Zach Manassian and the GM of the Giants in just a couple minutes. But let's get out to this call because we always love this one. It's Phil Mo Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
Phil Mo,
what's up?
Hurry. Hey, what's up with it? Hey, Papelbon, I mean, I wasn't following about the course, but he was kind of full of himself. He put a Ricky Henderson and named himself in third person or something like that. But I don't know if he was drunk. Anyway, love the trade. I love the trade. I don't know if he might have been off the kush. You know, he might have been off some cookies.
Maybe.
Anyway, but maybe. But nah, I love the trade. You got a dog. You got like a boy now. You feel me? It was so hard to get a boy in the game. Like, we got a real, real, like, player now. Like, we got our best player since, we got a dog. But I like Kershaw's comments. I've been hearing it all day. What stuck out to me about his comments, you kind of alluded to a little bit, Willard. He's like, okay, that's what's up. I'm seeing the Giants. I see what they do. Kershaw, you could tell he's comfortable in his skin. You feel me? I got, like, a little bit level. I've never really heard him talk like that. But, obviously, he's no dummy because you ask Papelbon, what do you think about the players? He don't even study minor leagues.
Yep.
Kershaw was like, oh, I know they got a first baseman coming up that's supposed to be pretty good. So it's a sign that he looks at different teams. He's studying. He's aware. I don't know if I was in the league, if I would be paying attention to minor league players. But he's aware. And when they signed Posey, that's very huge because people around the league obviously noticed because the first thing you say is not Buster Olney, it's Buster Posey.
No doubt, no doubt. And I think, Philmo, a couple things on that. You know, you'll hear the interview in full that we did with Giants GM Zach Manassian here momentarily. Philmo, always great to hear from you, brother. Appreciate you. One thing that I was wondering about because people have kind of said, oh, Buster's just a figurehead and he's going to let the baseball execs do their thing.
Manassian. Yeah.
I wanted to know who's really making these calls and pulling these strings. And I didn't know if we would get to know, but we did. And Zach very much laid it out that the big time calls to really push this across were being made by Buster Posey. So he is in on the ground floor doing the darn thing every day.
And getting a lot done. Again, in the last, you take out the Jung-Hoo Lee contract. It was Posey who negotiated Chapman's extension, 6 years, $151 million. It was Posey who negotiated Adames, 7 years, $182 million. And it was Posey who negotiated the deal for Devers, which ultimately has the Giants taking on 8.5 years and $254 million.
Woo!
Not all Posey, but vast majority Posey for those three deals.
Doing work. And the GM that he put in place has been in the organization for a long time. His name is Zach Manassian. He was big in this as well. And he joined us earlier today on Willard and Dibbs. We wanted to let you hear that. We started out by asking him, hey, how long have you been cooking this deal up?
Yeah, guys. No, thanks. thanks for having me. And yeah, we're all very excited. And, you know, I think I can't even really recall when the kind of idea kind of first came up. And but I feel like there's been some conversations between our front office and the Red Sox office, probably dating back maybe 2-3 weeks. You know, we kind of throw ideas around the office often, and Buster went to Craig Breslow, asked if this was something, you know, they would consider, and they said they were open to it, and we all kind of got to work.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would love to know whatever we're allowed to know in terms of how something like this did come together. We know there were some frustrations between the Red Sox and Devers, but to have something of this magnitude happen in mid-June as opposed to at the deadline, what kind of led to that?
Yeah, and I think, and Buster's talked about this a little bit as the trade's been announced, just probably just felt like we matched up pretty well. You know, and it's tough to speak about it from the Red Sox, you know, point of view, but from our standpoint, Buster had just basically a harmless question to Craig Breslow about would they talk about Devers, and Craig had responded that they would consider it, and then from there I actually had conversations with one of their front office members, Brian O'Halloran, a couple times, and you know had some discussions about potential, you know, players maybe that we could potentially build a deal off of. And you know, you try and read the reaction and read the tone of voice, and kind of felt like Kyle, us mentioning Kyle Harrison would maybe be something that had some legs, and it seemed like it. And you know, at that point, as things started to get a little clearer, you know, Buster kind of took it over and did the heavy lifting with Craig Breslow and able to get a deal done. So as far as it happening in June relative to July, you know, Buster just, he was aggressive, and Boston seemed open, and we felt it was an opportunity we just couldn't pass up.
It goes without saying, Zach, that this is a big enough investment that you and Buster needed the green light from ownership before pulling the trigger on a move like this. Were they all in when you and Buster brought it to them? And what was that conversation like with ownership?
Yeah, I mean, they've been just, I mean, really, for me, this is my seventh year at the Giants. They've just been so supportive from the first day I walked into this building. And you know, for Buster and I to be able to sit with Greg Johnson and our conversations with the rest of the ownership group over time, you know, he was extremely supportive. And, you know, these types of deals, you know, they don't happen without an ownership group that's invested, that's committed, that's supportive. So it probably goes without saying, but none of this happens without Greg and the rest of the ownership group's support. So we're certainly appreciative of that.
Giants GM Zach Manassian is with us here on Willard and Dibs 95.7 The Game. Grandy in for Dibs. Zach, what position is he going to play?
We're going to end up talking to him when he's in town. So we haven't had that conversation with him yet. But we'll have it, and look, you know, by all accounts, and even in Buster's conversations with Craig, he's a winner. You know, he wants to help us win. There's been some things since the trade that have gotten back to us, you know, really positive about how he feels about coming here. So we'll have that conversation with him, and go from there.
Zach, I'm sure you will. That said, for $254 million, I gotta figure that there had been some poking around in terms of his willingness to not play third base. Obviously, you have that position covered here, and obviously that was at odds in Boston. So I would imagine we can at least say that, right? He's going to be willing to, and the plan is for him to not play third base.
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, I think it's really important that, you know, we communicate really well with Rafi, and I think as far as, you know, as the trade's going down, I mean, Craig was pretty open with Buster, his thoughts about the whole position thing. You know, as a front office, you have contacts and you try to feel things out, but given some of the rules, you know, you never 100% know. You know, there's always a little bit of risk, these types of things. But I think a lot of this will get cleared up pretty soon here. And like I said, it sounds like Rafi's really excited to come over here, and I think it'll all work out just fine.
Zach, obviously, we're talking about what position he's going to play because that's what all the drama was kind of born from for him in Boston. How much of the drama between Devers and the Red Sox reflects on the type of person and teammate he actually is, or is that more so, in your opinion, just unique to what that situation was?
Yeah, like I said, it's tough for me to speculate on another organization. You know, the work that we did on the person and the teammate was great. A lot of positives. I actually watched Rafi play in the International Prospect League in 2013. I think he would have been, 15 years old. So have followed him for quite some time. And with him having been around the league as long as he has, a lot of positive interactions from teammates, staff, so on and so forth. So, difficult to say, you know, his situation there, but everything that we got back was this is someone who's going to fit into our clubhouse and this community very well.
Zach Manassian, the GM of the Giants, is joining us here on 95.7 The Game after the big trade the Giants land, Rafi Devers. Yesterday, he will be introduced to the media before the game tomorrow night at Oracle Park with the Guardians in town. Zach, I'm really intrigued by the way you sort of pitched your conversations with Boston and that they got interested when you brought up Kyle Harrison. I know you and Buster represent something new atop the front office, but it wasn't that long ago that the Giants front office was not willing to discuss Kyle Harrison in a deal. So what led to that?
Well, I think it's Rafi Devers. You know, I don't know if it's any kind of negative reflection of Kyle. Him getting option this year, I thought he was a true pro about it. He went to AAA. He threw well. He came here, pitched out of the bullpen, was excited to do so, threw well. I thought he threw well as a starting pitcher. And these trades, they're difficult to make. You know, they're painful. This is a local person, probably dreamed of playing for the Giants one day. We were ecstatic to get him in the draft. He goes through our player development system, and, you know, we all projected him to be a really good major league starting pitcher. I think that's still there for him. But as we look at our team right now and in the future, we just felt like this type of bat, given some of the struggles we've had to attract bats like this in the past, this was going to be the way to access this type of bat. So, you know, not easy to give up Kyle, not easy to give up James Tibbs, you know, so on and so forth. But it's just the price of paying business. And to get someone like this who I think has the potential to transform our offense just felt like the right thing to do.
Zach, you're talking about maybe some of the risk involved with this move. It's getting, you know, moving off of some of your young prized prospects. There's also the monetary part of it, and we talked about that in terms of the ownership. But there's no big move like this that doesn't come with some sort of risk involved. I'm sure you guys have heard this, but there's so many Giants fans out there who feel like the organization as a whole has maybe been a little too risk-averse over the last number of years. So how do you and Buster and the Brain Trust as a whole balance taking a calculated risk, but also avoiding recklessness? How do you balance that as a front office?
Yeah, it's a constant conversation, and I think, you know, as we look at the team, we'll have conversations about what it looks like in the short term, what it looks like in the long term, how comfortable, uncomfortable are we with that, and we will just try and look at it from every angle. You know, as far as the aggressiveness, I think I was actually still in the interview process for this position when Buster talked about challenging me and others to think big and to take risks and to try and get players like this that, you know, are going to be in the lineup every day. You know, something I read from Dom Smith is how much Rafi Devers likes to play. And having a player that, you know, our fan base can connect with, who's out on the field day in and day out, and you know, especially, you know, someone of this caliber, offensive player, as we go through kind of risk reward, we just try and put it all on the table, and we have a conversation, and look, at the end of the day, Buster's the leader of baseball ops, and he makes the call, and we're all excited about it right now.
Giants GM Zach Manassian is with us. Zach, I get that you know, things may work themselves out over time, but I know fans want to know this. Based on the possibilities of first base, DH, et cetera, what does this mean for Bryce Eldridge?
I think Bryce would just continue on the development path that he's on. Continue to play first base, continue to get at bats. We think he has a bright future, you know, expecting to be a part of this organization for a long time. Hopefully he's another foundational piece that we can build with. So I think for Bryce, it's really business as usual and go out there and play. And we're going to continue to challenge him to, you know, get better in all facets and even first base. So still really excited about him and where he's at and where we think he's going and you know, thinking about a potential, you know, long-term lineup with those two types of left-handed bats. And there is, it's pretty exciting.
Zach, you talked about how it's proven difficult for the Giants organization to attract big bats in free agency. And so this is kind of one of the pathways for you to go and get that bat. But how do you envision Devers' swing translate into Oracle Park? It kind of felt like his opposite field power worked well at Fenway. It was obviously a tall wall there and left, but a short porch. How do you view his swing fitting in at Oracle?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he's a bit of a hitting savant and power, hitting for average, using the entire field. And I actually think the ball flies relatively well to left field off the left-handed bat. I think, you know, just thinking back earlier this year, just thinking about a homer like he has hit off of Brian Wu, I really think we can see Rafi do that. And, you know, for as inviting as the monster is in Boston, it is pretty high up there. And, you know, maybe some of those balls that he drives high off the wall are carrying over the fence here. But I just think he's such a good offensive player. I think he's going to hit in any ballpark. So certainly excited and you know, did some research on we try and research as much of this as possible and really felt like his numbers would translate to Oracle just fine.
Zach, you answered this a little bit when Grandy asked you kind of there how to balance the risk of all this, but particularly because you've been with the organization for so long, it felt during the Farhan era like just the idea of long-term contracts was something that he really, really didn't love doing. Buster's been here for a minute, and it's already Chapman, Adames, Devers. Can you speak to what feels like a philosophical shift in the organization?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it probably gets a little overblown. I think, you know, in the past, it was a little bit more, you know, pitcher specific, although we did get into a very long-term contract negotiation with Yamamoto. You know, we talked about longer terms with Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. And so I think, you know, it was a little bit more on the pitching side in the past. And you know, and sometimes the opportunity, you know, the opportunity presents itself. I don't know if this opportunity, if I would sit here today and say, oh, yeah, I think we have these types of opportunities the past 5-6 years. And look, that's one of the reasons why you end up trading a talent like Kyle Harrison, is because you just don't feel like these opportunities come along. So, you know, I don't know if I would say as strongly that it is a philosophical shift as much as I think we just feel pretty fortunate that maybe this opportunity presented itself and you know, that maybe wouldn't have presented itself in the past for whatever reason. So, you know, and obviously, you know, Buster jumped at it.
Zach, I know that your job and the name of the game is just winning baseball games, but if we can just put wins and losses to the side for just a moment, I haven't felt a buzz from the Bay about the Giants like this in a really long time. How valuable is that to you as an organization? Just the buzz that this fan base feels right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, Buster talked about this when he got hired. You know, we're in the memory making business, and look, I want our fans to be excited to come to the ballpark. I want the people who work here to be excited to come to the ballpark and think that, you know, on any given day, they're going to see a special player, a special performance, you know, something that they're going to remember. And I think the last homestand, you know, there's some young kid in at the ballpark with their parents or grandparents who saw Matt Chapman hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth inning. And that's exciting. You know, that sticks with them. You know, I think about my experience in the game and watching performances like that and what they meant to me. So it's huge for us as an organization. And you know, for me personally, I live in the city. I'm about a mile away from the ballpark. And, my wife works in the city. We raise our child in the city, and to feel the city buzzing, you know, because for the Giants to have any reason to amplify that, it's awesome. It's something I'm proud of, proud to be a part of. And I think it's important to Buster, just, this is his way of giving back to a community that's been supportive to him. And it's huge. It's what we do this for. And hopefully we can go out and win games and our fan base, give them something to keep coming to the ballpark and be excited about.
Just love it. GM of the Giants, Zach Manassian. Just a couple quick ones, Zach. The rotation with Kyle gone. Is Verlander ready? Is Wisenhunt close? How do you guys play that the rest of the way?
Yeah. So JV should be activated. We have him as a probable right now for our series against the Guardians. And yeah, you know, the AAA pitching, not just Wisenhunt, but Carson Seymour, Trevor McDonald, Carson Ragsdale, Mason Black. Those are all younger starters, still continuing to develop, all guys that we think can pitch at the big league level and just continue to develop them. And, you know, if we need to go to that group, you know, we certainly will, but we really like the five that we have going out there with JV back, and, you know, knock on wood, we can keep this group healthy. And I think they've done a great job so far. And if we can keep them healthy, I think they'll do a great job going forward.
Still a month and a half until the deadline. What is the willingness to do more if needed?
You're never going to hear me say no. So
okay.
We'll keep looking. You know, it's just part of the job, is to always keep an eye out on what's available and how to get better. But as I say that, you know, I say it with a lot of respect to the talent in that clubhouse right now, that, you know, I think we have a good team, a lot of good players, good people, high character. I think it's a team we're proud of. So, you know, feel great about where we're at, but, you know, we'll always keep an eye on what's available, but also on the other hand, feel really good about where we're at.
And Zach, let's see if we can help you sell some tickets for tomorrow night. Is he definitely in the lineup tomorrow night?
I sure hope so. I think it's worth planning on it. We haven't talked to him, like I said, but,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But my expectation is for Rafi to be in the lineup. So I'm a fan just like everyone else, and I'm eagerly waiting to see. But I feel pretty comfortable he's likely to be in there.
Yeah, I'd love to ask this with the press conference already scheduled. Has the physical been passed, or is that still ahead?
Yep, physicals are passed, and we've all lived through that.
That's why I asked, Zach.
when I was talking to Buster yesterday, I just kept telling him, you know, this is not done till it's done. And, you know, not only the Carlos Correa physical, but I was actually on the other side of the Wilmer Flores fiasco when he was with the Mets.
Yep.
So I've lived firsthand through a lot of these things, and you know, we were fortunate to get everything completed just before yesterday's game, you know, hence kind of the late change with Kyle and Jelly starting the game and so on and so forth. So it's all approved and by the commissioner's office, and we're excited.
Zach, congratulations and thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And, yeah, obviously just super excited.
There it is. Zach Manassian, the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, in a wide-ranging conversation after the acquisition of Rafael Devers and the passing of his physical few. Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah.
Meantime, while you were listening to that, the general manager of the Red Sox has started what you called the smear campaign. And it's funny, I don't know about you, the first thing that popped to mind is yet another comparison between this and the Luka Doncic trade in the NBA.
Nico Harrison just taking a dump all over Luka.
Once again, we're talking about a trade that nobody saw coming for a talent that its fan base thought was going to be their guy for a very, very long time. And done it with the timing sort of feeling awkward, the return not feeling right, and then we get all of those little whispers that came from the Dallas Mavericks, and now you're getting this from the Red Sox. How do you fit this one? Try this one on for size. Red Sox, and this is not just their GM, but this is kind of their Buster Posey, their chief baseball officer, Craig Breslow. On moving on without Rafael Devers this year, quote, I do think that there's a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have.
Now, explain this one to me, Willard.
We're better without you.
You get rid of your
message.
You get rid of your best hitter.
Yep.
By a mile.
Yep.
You acquire a pitcher who you sent down to AAA.
Immediately.
A pitcher who's playing in rookie ball. A person who was drafted in the first round last year, an outfielder who's in high A ball. And another pitcher who's on the injured list, and even when healthy, became a forgotten man in the Giants' rotation/bullpen.
Correct.
And you're better?
Correct.
He must have been the worst person in the history of clubhouses.
Well, just ask Jonathan Papelbon. He was a bad guy. He was a bad guy.
I get you're trying to sell it because you have to. This feels a little strong.
Well, I mean, one of the follow-up questions was, hey, you just gave up a generational talent for three minor leaguers and a guy on the injured list. A couple things about that. I'm not really digging the fact that the Red Sox seem to be pitching to their fans that Kyle Harrison is a minor leaguer. I get why they think that, because they sent him to the minors.
Yes.
He's been in the big leagues for a year and a half. And he's a huge, huge supposed future arm. But whatever. The question is, hey, boy, things must have been really, really bad. And Breslow basically said, I understand the frustration, but we're trying to build this team both for 2025 and beyond. Which is going to be a woefully unsatisfying answer to Red Sox fans.
The Red Sox have not been to the postseason since 2021, just like the Giants.
Yep.
And while they can say that we're not waving the white flag on this year, and you're not. You're not trying to lose baseball games anymore. But you cannot convince anybody that this move somehow makes you better this year. No, this
isn't about baseball.
No.
This is about money and relationships.
You think that maybe your team is better in 2032 with this deal. Maybe you think that. And this is why this move and what happened yesterday and what we've been talking about all day today is so refreshing to me. It has felt like for years now, the Giants make decisions because they're scared of hurting their chances 5 years from now, and they're trying to be better 5 years from now at the expense of being better now, and then 5 years comes around and they're still not good, and they're still making decisions with the future in mind. And I'm at a spot now where I feel like the Giants are maybe putting themselves in a worse spot like in 2032 because you're going to have this money tied up to an old guy. Okay, it's not a ton of money, but like whatever.
Yeah, it's not even that much money.
But I'm at a spot now where I still feel like at that point the Giants are going to be like, all right, we just spend more money then and we get better then. We're going to worry about then. We're going to get better now. And I really feel for Red Sox fans because they've had to deal with this with Mookie Betts. Jonathan Papelbon said the same thing about Manny Ramirez way back when. They had to deal with the same thing about Xander Bogaerts. I know Bogaerts hasn't worked with the Padres. Mookie Betts, though, is still one of the best players in baseball. They've had to deal with this same exact thing time and time and time again. The Giants haven't really been like, we have a really good player and we're going to let him leave. It's just been we haven't been able to get a good player in general.
Trying to find one.
So it's not the exact, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but I really do feel the way Red Sox fans are feeling because I felt like for a year the Giants have valued the what-if 5 years from now over what is currently happening right now.
I hear you and I get the comparison, but for me, the very, very big difference in sports, again, Buster Posey's words, we're in the business of making memories. The memories that are being made in Dallas and Boston with these trades this year are that, remember when the organization pulled the rug out from under our feet? That's like any frustration that you've had with the Giants in recent years, they've never done that. They've never pulled the rug out from under the feet of the fans.
True.
That's what the Luka trade is. That's what the Devers trade is. That's what the Mookie Betts trade was.
But there, you could argue that the rug was never under the feet of fans.
That's fine. If you're trying to put a rug under their feet and you're having trouble doing it, it's very different than it's here and you yanked it out from underneath me without asking.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the way I see those two things is different. Let's go to Jose in Oakland. Thank you for calling, Jose. You're on Willard and Dibs. Grandy's in for Dibs. Hi.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up?
You know what? This goes to show that Buster, like they say, he's playing chess, okay? He's not playing checkers. He knew what he wanted, and he planned in advance. It's obvious that if, let's say, Nevers became a free agent tomorrow, and the Giants come with an 8-year, $30 million a year offer, they're going to get left out of the office, okay? They would immediately go to the Dodgers or the Yankees, who would offer, you know, anywhere between $40 and $45 million a year because the player is worth it. So we're getting a player under control for the next 8 years. We're getting him cheap in comparison to what he's going to cost eventually. And to be honest with you, I mean, Kyle Harrison, okay, he is a good pitcher, but he's not Rafi Nevers, okay? I think that all of this came about because Buster actually commands gravitas. He has a reputation for being a winner, for being a guy that is straight and is not going to try to who's winning on another team just into trying to fleece him out of a player. You know, the Boston Red Sox, they feel like they, I guess they were at a point pretty much like the Lions were with, what's the name of this receiver that we just got rid of?
Debo?
Number 19.
Yeah, Debo.
Yeah, with Debo. Okay, Debo's a good player, but they were done with his act. He wasn't a bad influence, but for some reason they felt that they had to move on. And I think the Boston Red Sox felt that, you know what, let's just get it done right now. And I think that it was smart because if they had waited a bit longer, they would have had to give up a lot more. I'm happy with that trade, for sure.
Yeah.
Buster knows what he's doing.
Jose, where you been, man? How come you haven't been calling?
Yes, different shift of work, and it's kind of difficult for me to call while I'm working. It's kind of funny. Buzz looking at me like, why are you doing on the phone right now?
I get it. I get it. Well, why take a page from Rafi Devers and get into a fight with the boss?
I don't think they would offer much for me. I would probably get fired.
Yeah, so
I probably would be hitting the free agent market and be there for a long time.
So maybe that's going to be a no from you, dog.
That's a no from me, dog.
Yeah, okay.
I have bills to pay. I got to work.
I hear you. Thanks, Jose. Good to hear from you. There goes Jose in Oakland. Yeah, timing is everything. And look, sure, it's opportunistic. Why did this happen in the middle of June? Well, it sounds like because the Red Sox, had kind of had it. And I think Rafi had as well. Like, Breslow just admitted that there was not a formal trade request, but Rafi's people had made it clear, fresh start would be nice.
Yeah.
Would be nice. So, in many respects, I think that this is a good lesson in a lot of things in life, sooner rather than later.
Also,
once you come to a decision.
On the question of, and this is something that you asked Giants GM Zach Manassian, and we just heard it a little bit ago, and you can go back on the Odyssey app and give it a listen there, why this happened now, and maybe, if you're the Red Sox, you could wait, maybe you get more teams involved, you shop them around a little bit. Buster Olney of ESPN reported that there was no shopping of Devers. Craig Breslow, chief baseball officer for the Red Sox, said, quote, "If we didn't get the return that we were holding out for, we wouldn't have made it."
Interesting.
So this is the offer, the package in return that they really wanted.
Yeah, and Zach said it was when we brought up Harrison's name that the Red Sox got interested. I don't want to, like...
So the Red Sox will say, we wanted Harrison. The Red Sox fans will say, you just wanted to get rid of him as ASAP.
I think both things are fair, but I do think that there is some recency bias in the way Giants fans are talking about including Kyle Harrison in this deal.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
A couple of starts the last few weeks have not quite looked like they wanted to. There's some quotes out there that don't necessarily vibe exactly the right way. And all of a sudden, this guy who was untouchable a year ago is being made to be just like a throw-in. Like, offering up Kyle Harrison, that's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big 23-year-old future prospect who's already been in the big league. So I'm not saying by any stretch that I would have even blinked if I were the Giants, but that's not nothing. Like, the Giants gave up last year's first-round pick and Kyle Harrison, who was supposed to be the biggest pitching part of the pitching future of anyone in the whole organization.
Yeah, but you also got Birdsong, another young guy.
Yeah.
You got Webb for years, and you hope that Wisenhunt becomes something good, and that right there is already a pretty good group of three young pitchers. And then in Buster Posey, maybe he has more success bringing in hitters. I think he already has shown that. I have no doubt the Giants will continue to find good pitchers to round out pitching staff.
Yep.
So you trade from a position of strength, even if you're concerned maybe this makes your pitching staff worse 3 years from now, you'll find another, you'll be fine,
Totally.
And you just get the hitter. As long as you can get the hitter, you do anything you can to get that hitter.
Agree. It's a complete home run, I think. 888-957-9570. Got some more people who want to weigh in. Demetrius, you'll be first up. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes, no appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. This is Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.